This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we roll. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby. Little carryover, and then we'll have some conversation about how this NL MVP vote broke down. Scraby, let's finish it up.
All right, this is not the hardest hitting subject in the entire world, I can tell you that.
Number one.
This is partly why I want you to do it, because
I know
this is how Scraby's mind works.
Everybody. I saw this
morning. Four hard hitting questions, and then this one
yes,
right here.
Yes, and then the jokester question. Absolutely right about that.
And then this one right here.
I saw on Brooksgate, I don't know what Brooksgate is, but it's some sort of sports website, but they put together a power ranking of NFL animal teams by who would win in a fight. We talk about this quite often.
Such a scrappy number one, for sure.
I replied to this with many questions. My question was, what does a cardinal do other than just sit there? I don't think a cardinal can beat anyone. But here they go, in order. The number one is the Bears, the grizzly bear. Then the Bengals, then the Lions, then the Jaguars, then the Panthers, then the Broncos, then the Rams, the Colts, the Eagles, Falcons, Seahawks, Ravens, Cardinals, and then your Dolphins are at the end of the list. I have a major problem with the Dolphins being 14th. The Dolphins
dead last
are going to beat up on that Cardinal. There is zero chance the Cardinal has any shot against a Dolphin in the water. But then there's zero shot of the Dolphin having any chance against the Cardinal outside of the water. Anyway, I say all that to say this.
This is number one, y'all. It's
does a bear beat them all, Chris?
Well, first of all, we've already discussed that a Seahawk is not an animal. So
they
should get that out of the air.
They listed an offspring as the Seahawk.
Okay. All right. I'm a little upset. I'm hurt by this Dolphin thing. I mean, smarts has to count for something, and dolphins have always been known as one of the more intelligent animals. But, yes, I'd take bears over all else, although I think, you know, the lions can make a case. I mean, they are the
king of the jungle.
That's what I just said.
Oh,
so
yes, you did.
They can make a case, but I think of a bear, you know, yeah, I'll go bear here.
Yeah, I'm going to say Brooksgate got it right, man.
Really?
The grizzly bears are, first of all, extremely
massive.
Intelligent.
And they're massive. They're like thousands of pounds.
Yes, they can do everything. I think you're in trouble if you are any one of the other animals and the grizzly bear is on his game that day.
Locking in on you.
I saw the Revenant.
Exactly.
Tyler says, I think I might take the Bengal tiger over the bear. I mean, tigers are pretty scary. Gotta say.
The tigers is a fish too, because they can
stalk.
They can climb up trees.
Same with the jaguar.
Yeah, they're some bad
but,
cats.
But all I'm saying is that the Cardinals deserve to go last. The Cardinals literally just sit in a tree.
They're pretty.
They're there to look pretty.
They just sit in a tree.
Like, at least an eagle is crazy.
Yeah.
A falcon's crazy. Osprey, ravens are crazy. But
see
a cardinal?
See the rams?
The Rams with their little horns.
Helmets. I think they're just thinking that the Dolphins are. I think they're thinking the Dolphins are sweethearts.
Well, the dolphin
is
the only
dolphin.
The dolphin is the only one that is the water animal. Everyone else are all land animals. So.
Yeah, so the dolphin. Well,
so that's where the fight you have to get. You have to get the fight in the water. Then the dolphins are.
That is the quote of the episode. You have to get the fight in the water. All right,
for those folks texting me right now.
I just saw
that they mentioned the Patriot. Well, it's not animals. Only animals that we're ranking right now.
I would think the Vikings would win over anyone because the Vikings are very, very tough.
Yeah, they're
very tough.
They didn't play by the same rules.
They did not. The Raiders, I mean, the Buccaneers, that would be a good fight. The Vikings against a Buccaneer against a Raider, that would be amazing.
I just go back to my original statement to start this segment. Four hard-hitting ones and then this one right here.
Dan says, well, the Cardinal would be on the cover of GQ. Has to count for something.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to tell you, Scraby, if you want to... I've been thinking this through while you guys have been talking, and you talked about how tough the Vikings would be, how tough the Buccaneers. There's no way either of them would hold a candle to the Giants.
No, because you can take
down
Giants. Come on,
there could be some gigantic
Giants. Took down Goliath.
Thank you, Tony.
A giant can't be taken down.
Yeah, like the Browns could have those little elves run around the Giant and like get his feet together. See?
I'm going with the Giants, man.
Should I do a podcast breaking down the fight between each mascot?
That would be kind of funny. It'd be entertaining.
Sounds like we just did.
Let's move to the NL MVP vote. Now, we told you guys that Shohei Ohtani was unanimous. Lindor did not get a first-place vote. He did not get all of the second-place votes. Ketel Marte got a couple. Marcell Ozuna and Chris Sale also got one. I think the most noteworthy thing on here.
Dylan Cease also got a 10th place vote.
Dylan Cease got a 10th place vote. I think he finished, what, last in the
Yes, Luis Arraez got an 8th place vote and a 10th place vote.
So I will say...
Oh, Manny Machado, I missed this one.
Yeah,
I'm
Manny Machado's on there too.
5th, 6th, 9th, and 10th place.
But I think the probably the best part about this vote in this list is that Jackson Merrill finished what? 9th?
He finished ninth overall.
Highest... And had far more votes than Paul Skeens.
57 points for Jackson Merrill. He got 2 5th-place votes, 3 6th-place votes, 1 7th, 4 8th, 5 9th, 4 10th.
I can already hear it now, Scrape.
Paul Skeens, 1 vote.
I can already hear it now, Chris. Well, if Jackson Merrill had more MVP votes, how isn't he the rookie of the year?
Get out of my head, Tony. Get out of my head.
Is it you that I keep hearing that from?
Yes, I
can. I don't even think that I have to say a word, Tony. I mean, this result speaks for itself.
It does. Thank you.
Right?
Now, different voters.
57-1. That's more lopsided than the actual Rookie of the Year vote was.
Paul Skeens gets 3 points for an 8th-place vote, apparently.
57-3. That's more lopsided than the stupid... maybe the Rookie of the Year, they did give it to, like, new writers and try them out to see if they can vote right.
tell me the breakdown for Merrill. What he got?
I just did.
Give it to me again.
Okay. 2 5th, 3 6th, 1 7th, 4 8th, 5 9th place votes, 4 10th place votes. Next Padre down the list, Jurickson Profar, 23 points.
Oh, Jurickson.
Jurickson got a vote. 4th was the highest.
Was 4th the highest of the Padre vote?
It looks to be. Okay. Looks to be. Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, 5 of the 15 voters, so what is there? Sorry, 5 of the 30 voters thought that Jackson Merrill was at least the 5th or 6th best player in the league.
In the National League, yeah.
Not the Rookie of the League, though.
Not good enough to be even, not even be close to Rookie of the Year.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wasn't even in the running for Rookie of the Year, hardly.
This just proves to me that it was a popularity contest.
Well, as we said, storylines, all kinds of things play into these votes. Unfortunately, or this one, I mean, it really didn't matter. Shohei's the winner of the actual MVP, but
yeah, you got 420.
Yeah, we don't. There he goes with that again.
But nonetheless, it's nice to see that, you know, despite him not winning Rookie of the Year, there are at least, you know, 57 points worth.
People are paying attention.
They're paying attention to the young Jackson Merrill. He certainly has built himself a nice platform next year if he wants to decide to, like, one-up himself this year.
Yeah, he needs to win MVP to one-up himself.
It's really the only thing left at this point. Nonetheless, Shohei Ohtani, the winner in the NL, and Aaron Judge, the winner in AL, both of which had their significant others right by their side as they...
I don't have time to break it down.
As they were able to accept the award. Lakers in action tonight. Sorry.
Well, do we have time?
No, do we have time?
Everybody's online right now.
All right, let's go.
We're going to play
Chris versus the fans.
One shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. You have to make it through three questions. Here are the rules. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that first question for free. Chris vs. the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And we are playing for a qualification for a chance to win a grand prize. Two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas. Two tickets to Soul of Motown. $150 food and beverage credit. And the Soul of Motown is a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. Tickets at WestgateResorts.com on that one.
First contestant!
Victor.
Victor, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good.
Let's see to hear that.
Good, not bad. First time player.
Chris, you're killing me today.
Logo.
Here we go. Second question. Which team made the biggest playoff comeback in NFL history by defeating the Houston Oilers in 1993?
Broncos
came all the way. No, they didn't.
Stay right
Hello,
there.
For
Sorry,
the steal.
Victor. Thanks for playing and play again, but the answer is the Bills.
Jim Kelly, Andre Reid.
Actually, it was Frank Reich.
That's right.
Over
Frank
in the second
Reich.
Half
That's
of that
right.
game.
Was 100%. It Thurman Thomas, too?
Thurman Thomas,
I always didn't like Thurman Thomas because he had the bar face mask. You know,
he
no running back
the
had the bar.
He had the linebacker bar.
Yeah, well, go over, like, the nose and eyes. Like, I always wanted an open face mask.
He didn't want you to be able to beep.
Yeah,
Stick your fingers in there.
Get stuck.
All right, new contestant.
Oh, sorry, Victor. I got to drop you. Okay, let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to Eric in Chula Vista.
Eric in Chula Vista, welcome to the show.
What's up, players?
What's up, players? Here we go. First question.
All right, real quick. Scravy, how come the Buffalo Bills weren't on that list?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, honestly.
No, it isn't a good. It is a great question, but there's a course
didn't even
they weren't
think
on
about
the list.
They're not an animal.
The Bills.
Oh, that's right.
Real quick, guys. Sorry. Real quick, I predict Juan Soto, wherever he signs, he will go 50-50.
You
just
think
like
he's going to steal
Ohtani.
50 bases?
50 stolen bases?
No, he'll have 50 walks and 50 errors in the outfield. I got the thumpster fire.
Nice work, Eric.
Eric set you guys up for that one.
He set me up for the Bills thing.
I liked it.
I just got it, by the way.
I liked it. Here we go.
It's not on the list because it's not an animal. Just came to me.
All right, here we go. First question. Who did the Lions lose to in last year's NFC Championship game?
Oh, my God.
Can you say that a little louder so my Alexa could hear that?
Lions.
It was the Santa Clara Niners.
Oh, thank you. Bonus points for the Santa Clara.
Here it goes. Second question. Who was the head coach for the Bengals from 2003 to 2018?
Marv Levy? No, not Marv Levy. Marv Levy is the old Buffalo Bills guy. Sorry, you still got that on my mind.
You're all right.
Marvin Lewis.
Nice work. Nice battled through. You knew there was an M in there somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, good job, work.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Ask that first one.
No, I like the third one better.
Okay.
I thought you were checking Spidey's facts. Okay.
Who was the coach of the New York Jets before Robert Saleh?
Oh man.
Ooh.
You might stump me, Tony. Jeez, I don't remember. Why can't you ask me who the quarterback was at the Jets?
All right, you're going to have to go with no answer.
L-O
Hopefully Chris doesn't
for
know.
The steal.
I don't know.
You should. Oh, I. Sorry.
Bill Parcells?
Bill Parcells! Crazy Eyes Adam Gase.
Yep. Adam
Gase. Do we remember was it a press conference he had the crazy eyes, or was it during the game he had the crazy eyes?
It was
eyes?
The press conference where he was like looking around.
Well,
how was he good enough for the Dolphins to even get a second chance? What were they thinking?
Yeah, that's a good question. We haven't heard from him since, have we?
I don't know where he is.
No, I don't know.
Let me see.
Is he even coordinating somewhere?
He's got to be coordinating somewhere.
Eric King on the line.
Good job, Eric.
Good jokes, too. You had Scraby, all kinds of.
Meh. Medium jokes.
Because you didn't understand them.
Yeah, that's true. He's not coaching anywhere right now.
So there you have
according
it.
According to.
Chris, I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know how he was able to pull that off.
Yeah. He's probably still collecting a paycheck from the Dolphins and the Jets. You know how these coaches are.
He made the playoffs in the first year with the Dolphins. He went 10-6, so second in the AFC East back in 2016, so he can't be too mad at him.
But did he go to the Dolphins after
no,
the Jets?
No, it was Dolphins and then Jets right after. He was head coach, which does not happen often.
No, it doesn't. All right. Nice work, Eric. Let's get to break. It is my turn, isn't it? Yes. When we come back, Gwen, what are you doing, Scraby?
Saying, wait. Okay, now we're good.
More sign language that I don't understand. When we come back, Gwen and Chris's NFL Pick'em. And we get you guys ready for Thursday Night Football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back. We only got a few minutes before we get to Steelers-Browns. Just enough time for our weekly pick'em, which is continued to be dominated by Tony. He leads by a wide margin, Tony. I don't even want to say the score. I'm so embarrassed. All right, I'll say the
79-53, something like that?
Wow.
That's something like that.
Wow,
yeah,
he knows,
like
everybody.
That. Yeah, he's killing me. And it would have been worse if the Bears would have made that field goal against the Packers.
Yes.
It would have been another upset pick. So we'll see how it goes today. Scraby, are we doing the intro or do we don't have time?
Let's go.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks, and then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Quinn and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
All right, we do a three-point game to start. I'm going to go with the Texans at home over Tennessee as my three-point game. There's some bigger spreads than that, but I feel most confident in the Texans this week. Tony, how about you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I got the Texans as my three-point pick.
Houston. Hey, that was one I was actually looking at there, sir.
There's some other good ones, though.
There is. Yeah, give me KC on the road.
Hard to believe KC would lose to Carolina on the road. And after watching Dallas Monday night, I got to take Washington over Dallas as my two-point pick. Your two-point pick, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Can I go back to the well a second time after they came up big? They are Super Bowl contenders now all of a sudden. So, you know what? Give me the 14th ranked animal on that list, the Dolphins. My number
Dolphins
two
home
pick.
To the Patriots.
By the way, that list was assuming that the animals were battling on land.
That makes sense. Yes. Now, yes.
Should have added that.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. There's a few good ones, but basically every team favored this week is on the road. So I'm going to take the Lions. I just think they're the best team at Indianapolis for 1 point. Tony?
He's staring into his choices right now.
Give me Tampa on the road.
Tampa Bay, you don't believe in old Johnny DeVito or whatever? Tommy DeVito.
Johnny DeVito. I mean, that shows you why he... He's trying to focus on his football career.
All right, my upset pick will be the Raiders.
Dang it!
Sorry, Tony.
Raiders!
At home, it would be worth 6 points against Denver. I think Denver's due for a letdown game. Tony, your upset pick this week, which has come true almost every week all season.
That's ridiculous, Chris, that you just did that.
Sorry.
Give me Indianapolis.
Oh, there we go. The Lions don't know it, but they're in trouble now. All right, thanks for being with us, everybody. From Bakersfield, I'm signing off. Tony and Scraby from the studios. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy NFL football tonight. Steelers. Browns. Next.